WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Fire still raging, dismantling Obamacare. I'm Elliot Francis. It's being called the worst wildfire in the history of Northern California. 31 people are dead, hundreds more are missing, and so far there's no end in sight. Correspondent Dan Simon is there.
Across California, more than 8,000 firefighters are working round the clock to battle multiple blazes raging out of control. More than 190,000 acres have burned, at least 3,500 structures destroyed, as 22 wildfires burn across the state, some with little to no containment.
This is one of the biggest, most serious, and it's not over.
With the stroke of a pen, President Trump is cutting off subsidy payments to insurers, selling coverage from Obamacare.
The White House says they can now lawfully pay subsidies to health insurance companies under the health care law, prompting houseful protests from Democratic lawmakers. In a joint statement, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called President Trump's decision a spiteful act and accused him of trying to sabotage working families in the middle class in every corner of America. Both vowed the decision will fall on his back and he will have to pay a price for it. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
A U.S. family of five is free this morning, nearly 5 years after being taken hostage by the Taliban. John Lawrence tells more.
Caitlin Coleman and her husband, Josh Boyle, were kidnapped in 2012 as they were touring Afghanistan. They were recently set free by Pakistani forces. President Trump thanks Pakistani officials for their work in this rescue. Coleman was pregnant with the couple's first child when they were taken. She birthed two additional children while in custody. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The home of Peanuts creator Charles Schulz has been destroyed by that wildfire in Santa Rosa, California. The family says the home and all the memorabilia in it is gone. However, most of Schulz's collection of original artwork and memorabilia is housed at the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, which was untouched by that fire. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And just like that, the national season is over. They lose to the Chicago Cubs in Game 5 of their National League Division Series last night at Nats Park. Manager Dusty Baker met with reporters afterward, still shaking his head about it all.
Man, you know, had a catcher's interference. You know, we gave away at least, you know, 3 or 4 runs. And we had a lot of opportunities.
The Nats were eliminated in the NLDS for the fourth time in 6 years. The boyfriend of a murdered pregnant Howard County teacher has been indicted.
Tyler Tessier is indicted on murder charges in the shooting death of Wild Lake High School teacher Laura Wallen. Her body was found in a shallow grave in a Damascus field last month. Court documents say Tessier lured Wallen to the field by telling her he was taking her to a property he wanted to buy to build a home for them and their child. Instead, police say he shot her in the head and killed her there. Before Tessier was charged with killing Wallen, police asked her family to stand beside him at a press conference to see how he would act and what he would say. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
4 men and a woman, allegedly members of the MS-13 gang, have been indicted by a federal grand jury in Alexandria in the New Year's Day murder of 21-year-old Christian Alexander Sosa Rivas at a park in Dumfries. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,841, the Nasdaq at 65,92. Sports, the Nationals fall to the Cubs in Game 5. Tonight, the American League Championship Series begins with the Yankees visiting the Astros. Thursday night football, the Eagles beat Carolina. The Caps are in New Jersey tonight. The Wizards take on the Knicks in an NBA preseason game. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832 65, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, good morning. In Loudoun County, Charlestown Pike at Purcellville Road, there's a very serious accident. The road is closed. Injuries reported. A medical helicopter on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. The Intercounty Connector westbound just before 95, we have a crash blocking the left lane. As far as 395 northbound is concerned, after Clark Street, we have ongoing overnight road work. The right lane still blocked. In the district, 49th Street at Sheriff Road, an accident. Police are there. Rhode Island Avenue and Brentwood Avenue and North Capitol Street and Riggs Road. Those two intersections have malfunctioning traffic lights. As for mass transit, it is on or close to schedule. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No significant or measurable precipitation. We'll stay mainly dry today. Plenty of cloud this morning. And mostly cloudy this afternoon. Might see a light rain shower, spotty drizzle, 69. Tonight in the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. And tomorrow, bright in the sky, becoming partly cloudy up near 80 degrees. Clouds and sun and middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Burke, 59 in Hyattsville, 60 degrees in Washington. President Trump is set to end a key set of Obamacare subsidies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. It's Friday morning. Good to have you here. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined by Chelsea Janes, who's with the Washington Post. She's a Nationals reporter, going to break down last night's game for us. Larry Michael joins us at 7:45 this morning. He's the voice of the Redskins. Redskins set for a home game this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers. And chat with him about that. 8:05 this morning, Senator Ron Johnson is here, and he's going to talk health care with us. A lot of news coming out of the administration, including that executive order yesterday and a late-night change to the Obamacare system we'll tell you about today. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel joins us here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay is alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So I want to start with an interesting topic here, mostly because I had a conversation yesterday with Arizona Congressman Trent Franks. The details of that conversation, that interview, by the way, will come out on the Daily Caller early next week. But I want to bring it up now because I think it's really important for people to understand why we have such a recalcitrant Senate. And I think we know the answer to this. I mean, when every vote needs 60 votes, when every piece of legislation needs 60 votes, just about nothing gets done. Republicans have 52 votes in the Senate. They're constantly scraping by, trying to get something done, and they can't pass meaningful legislation. The President of the United States, how regularly do we see him tweet about this? Like, what's the deal? You need to change the rules in the Senate. So how does Trent Franks play into this? He's a congressman, not a senator. Well, Trent Franks, not too long ago, about a week ago or so, was successful in getting a 20-week abortion ban passed. So it was his bill. The idea was that at 20 weeks, children are capable of pain in the womb and that they should no longer be aborted. And that's the law. He wants to make it a federal law. Well, it passed the House very easily. By the way, the United States, one of just 7 countries worldwide that allows elective abortions after 20 weeks. 7 countries. Guess who's in that list? China, North Korea, the United States. So that's not too good. Maybe we should, like, you know, change the status of that. But that's for another time. So we got the abortion bill passed. And then now it's going to the Senate. Now, in the Senate, you have most of the Republicans in the Senate co-sponsoring the bill. There are like 46 Republican senators who are saying, let's go ahead. Let's co-sponsor this thing. Lindsey Graham introduced it last Thursday. John Cornyn, the GOP whip, signs on. And then John Cornyn's quoted in the press as saying the following. This is not a legislative priority right now. Wait a second. You're co-sponsoring the bill, and you say it's not a legislative priority. How do those two things happen in concert? Well, one reason is because they know they have no chance of getting it to the floor at all. And why is that? Well, that's because of the Senate rules. The Senate rules basically say that there are two filibusters. There's a technical filibuster, which is the motion to proceed. that you can basically blockade everything with. The minority, in this case, the Democratic Party, can stop everything. Anything they don't want to get to the floor, they can stop. As long as there's not 60 votes for it, they can stop it. And that's why you see all these like weird legislative tricks when they try and go through reconciliation to get something passed. The other filibuster, the more traditional one, Trent Frank says, keep that. The talking one, you know, the one we see every so often, the one that, what, Rand Paul did, I think, at one point, Ted Cruz. You see these guys go out there and kind of just like, and they're like reading Dr. Seuss books or whatever. He says, keep that one. The key difference here is, in one version of the filibuster, you get to hear the debate. You get to hear these senators discuss it. You get to actually have this legislation eventually brought to the floor. In the other version, nothing. You never have to talk about it. It never comes to the floor. It's never subject to debate. A lot of legislation is never even presented to the American public, and it never makes it. And it's something that really frustrates the House of Representatives, which is why a guy like Congressman Franks says this has to change. He thinks protecting the rights of the unborn, in this case, people born, people 20 weeks or over, needs to be protected. And in order for that to happen, in his view, the Senate must immediately change the rules of the filibuster. So I asked him, I was like, well, what about the Democrats? So then the Democrats get power, right? Here's the criticism. When the Democrats get power and they have a changed filibuster rule, they can pass anything they want as long as they have a majority. That's what your critics say. And he said, Vince, they're going to change it anyway. What are we waiting for? We're burning clock here. If we just go along with the old rules and eventually get to a place where we have a Democratic majority, they're going to change it. So my question for you this morning is, should this filibuster continue to be in place, or should it change, as Congressman Trent Franks wants, as President Donald Trump wants? And should Mitch McConnell's job ride on this very question? If Mitch McConnell can't change the rules in the Senate, should he lose his job? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
So, and this is very enlightening to me. So, because I've always wondered, you know, well, wait a minute, all these people are sponsoring this, how come it doesn't go anywhere? Why aren't they just honest about it and say the Democrats blocked it? I guess that's my question, is why say, oh, this isn't a legislative priority right now? Why not be honest about it? That's one thing that bothers me, that they're not honest about
it. Well, here's one reason. I don't know what it's in John Cornyn's heart when he says this is not a legislative priority. But here's one other thing that the Congressman Franks mentioned. The Republicans love that the Democrats can filibuster. Why? Because it lets them walk away from uncomfortable votes. They don't have to put their name on the paper. They don't have to actually hold their hand up and say, I'm for this or I'm against it. He says, and he didn't just accuse Republicans of this. He just said the majority loves it. Don't get it wrong. In the public, we think, oh, wow, the majority must be really frustrated that the minority party is blocking all this legislation. No, they're not, actually, by and large. They're cool with it. They like it because it means they don't have to take uncomfortable votes. Let's go to Dan in Harper's Ferry first up here this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Dan, what do you think? Do we get rid of the, this technical filibuster?
Good morning. Yeah, I think filibustering should never been put in anyway. There's no place for it in our Constitution. But outside of that as well, the House always passes bills that they know won't go through the Senate. They did the same thing with health care, and look where that went.
Well, if they knew that it had a chance of making it through the Senate, that would really make legislation a lot more mature, wouldn't it, Dan?
Yeah, and it would. It's like they play the good guy, bad guy trick on us all the time. Like the House is throwing up their hands. Oh, we're doing our job, but they already know with the Senate congressman that it's not going to go anywhere before they pass it. They just pass it so they look good.
Yeah, it allows too many show votes, and we need less of that and more productivity. Thank you, Dan. We got a good point this morning. Let's go to Andrew up next here in Manassas. What do you think, Andrew?
I don't think Senator McConnell should have ever been majority leader at all. I think that he's a weak leader, and by him taking the majority leader position, he's really hurt the GOP and the anything that we're trying to pass.
Andrew, yeah. Let me ask you about one of the things that people give him a win for. Neil Gorsuch, the fact that he was able to block Merrick Garland from ever getting a consideration and allow Neil Gorsuch to become a Supreme Court justice, do you chalk that up as a win that McConnell should be proud of?
Any responsible majority leader for the Republican Party would have done that.
Okay. So not exclusive to McConnell. Good points this morning, Andrew.
I can at least give credit where credit is due. And he should get credit for that. Do I think he's a weak leader? Absolutely. But to get back to your point about this filibuster here, I think you're absolutely right, and you made the point I was going to make, that they love this. That's why you're not going to see it go away, because it doesn't hold their feet to the fire. I think Congress for so long has been so used to just skating by and not having to take difficult votes and not have to tackle difficult issues. They only tackle issues that they're pretty sure are going to get them reelected. So if they don't have to vote on something that may put them in a tough spot where they actually have to take a stand that may not make them popular back home, or may make them only popular with some people back home, they're going to avoid that at all costs, because it's all about preserving their job. It's all about getting reelected. Everything in their world is about getting reelected. So allowing votes to not be, allowing things not to be voted on, works for them.
888-630-9625. Is it time to change the rules in the Senate so they can get something done? Let us know.
All right, and it is now time to check WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mary. It's Art Andrews.
That's
how you doing?
That's right, Art. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. No problem. Hey, we're all together here, so that's cool. Hope you have a great day. Not so good. Charlestown Pike in Loudoun County between Purcellville Road and Hillsboro. There's a very serious accident closing the road, and a medevac helicopter is on the scene. Intercounty Connector westbound, just before 95, there's a crash blocking the left lane, Route 32. Westbound, the ramp to northbound 29, Columbia Pike, watch out for a crash there. In the district, 49th Street at Sheriff Road, an accident, police on the scene. And northbound Route 1, Washington Boulevard at Brookdale Drive, a crash blocking all lanes. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, cloudy, spotty, drizzle, maybe even some light showers, but mainly dry, a high of 69 degrees. Tonight, rain showers this evening, overcast skies overnight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, early partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then Sunday, some mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the upper 50s. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The President of the United States has called the Senate's filibuster rules the senseless 60. The senseless 60. In fact, one of many tweets the president has put out on this subject, he said, if Republicans are going to pass great future legislation in the Senate, they must immediately go to a 51-vote majority, not senseless 60. I do think that this will have the process, the effect of maturing the types of legislation that comes out of the House. We had a caller in a moment ago just say, yeah, I mean, they have all these show votes come out of the House because they know it won't go through the Senate. And the way congressmen view this is, especially if they have legislation they want to pass in the House, the health care bill, for instance. They attempted to pass this health care repeal and replace. Every member of Congress is thinking to themselves, how do I get this piece of legislation to fit through the keyhole of the Senate? They're trying to figure out how to squeeze it through these narrow sort of legislative maneuverings through reconciliation. How do we get it to work? And it's a frustrating process. And I think for a while, I've always kind of conceptualized, well, maybe that's necessary. Maybe the whole point is, you know, whoever made the comparison, that you've got the House that's the teacup, and you've got the Senate that's the cooling plate, you know, and like they're supposed to work together, it's supposed to be very deliberative. I'm not convinced that changing these filibuster rules would take that away. The Senate's still going to be deliberative. The Senate would still have the speaking filibuster, the traditional filibuster of actually taking to the floor of the Senate, Mr. Smith goes to Washington style, and being able to, like, you know, take on a piece of legislation that they don't like and having an open debate about it. But the other thing is, like, we deserve as Americans to see votes. We deserve to see you have a legislative record. Why is it that we keep on passing, you know, continuing resolutions instead of actual budgets? Why is it that we consistently don't get to see votes on important legislation simply because there are narrow majorities that support it? All of that is important to the average American voter. They deserve to see how you would come down on that subject.
But see, this is what one of the things I absolutely adore about President Trump. This is one of the things that really makes me like him and respect him, is because he's learning about these things, right? Because he's not of Washington. He's an outsider who's come in. He's running this as a business. This is his business to run. He's supposed to get things done for his customers, us, the people. And he sees something like this, and he goes, what the heck is this? He knew nothing about it. Most people don't know that there are two filibusters, right? Most, as you said, most of them see the one on TV or when they're reading Green Eggs and Ham on the floor. So here he is, and he brings this out. He tweets it out, calls it the senseless 60. This is ridiculous. Puts it out there and starts a conversation like the one that we're having this morning, where I'm willing to bet there are a lot of people right now listening to this on their way to work and going, wait a minute. So the reason a lot of these things don't even get voted on and they just die and we don't know where they go is because there's this filibuster where the opposition can say, well, we're not even going to vote on this. And the side that's bringing this to the table, most of them like the fact that it gets killed off because then they don't have to really make a decision. Why do we have this rule?
I know.
So I love that the fact that the president is trolling Congress in a lot of ways and to get them to do their jobs.
And like think about like what we teach our kids about how Congress works.
Right.
That's not what it does at all. Schoolhouse Rock bears no resemblance right now to what Congress is. The House passes a bill, the Senate passes a bill, they get together in conference, boom, they have a bill.
I'm only a bill.
We don't have any of that. That's not what's happening. I know we have what's the song where you have to sing about reconciliation is a legislative tactic that Mitch McConnell has to employ to give us partial bills that satisfy budget requirements? Like, it's just like insane. Give the American people what they deserve. That's all I'm saying. And if you're for the filibuster, argue forcefully for it. Make a strong case for why it should stay. And that last thing, that Democrats are going to change this anyway. If that's the case, and you believe Chuck Schumer will when and if he becomes majority leader, now's the time. Now's the time if you're the Republican Party, because you're going to lose a lot of chance to put points up on the scoreboard.
Very, very true. 522 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune into Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 5 here on WMAL.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have 6 proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds Team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friend Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs. Feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job.
So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Tom, Tom. You're going to do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning, Art.
Good morning, Mary, and how you doing? Vince, as far as Loudoun County is concerned, very serious accident. Charlestown Pike between Purcell Road and Hillsboro. The road is completely closed. We have a medical helicopter on the scene. Entrapment is reported, so you want to avoid that area. The Intercounty Connector westbound, just before 95, there's an accident taking out the left lane. Rhode Island Avenue and Brentwood Avenue, we have some malfunctioning traffic lights at that intersection. Also in the district, North Capitol Street and Riggs Road, a malfunctioning traffic light. Mass Transit right now on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. Weather Channel forecast.
Most of today will be dry. However, we are caught in this east-northeasterly flow, cold air damming. And that's going to keep the clouds in spotty areas of light rain and drizzle. The temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Come join us Sunday night, 7 o'clock at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris Plant will be there. I will be there. Vince will be there. And Larry O'Connor will be there. And you know who else is going to be there? Joe DeGeneva and Dr. Sebastian Gorka will also be there. They're going to take the stage before us. You're going to get to ask questions. So that's a pretty cool. I mean, when is another time you get to sit there and ask a question of Dr. Gorka?
Yeah, you can You can do your own interview of Sebastian Gorka and Joe DeGeneva, which, by the way, I should tell you, is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Given that we get to do it every so often, I like doing that.
Well, yeah, it's very cool. Well, we're not going to get to do that. The audience is going to get to do that, Vince.
We've lost control now.
Yes, we have totally. You and I are. We're going to all be sitting in the back, and those guys are going to be out there. And then we get to come out, and then you will get to ask us questions as well at the free speech forum.
And the trick with Joe DeGeneva is to make sure to ask a really interesting James Comey question. If you can do that, I think you are going to see one of the most animated people you've ever seen in public, which will be cool. He gets very exercised about that, James Comey.
He does. He does like that. Or when we, and I have asked, personally, I've asked Dr. Gorka, if he could start it off by coming out and saying, greetings.
Greetings.
The best. You could have such a career in voiceover. But before he does that, come see him at the Free Speech Forum Sunday night at the Birchmere at 7 o'clock. Food, drinks, and conversation, and a lot of WMAL listeners. So maybe meet some new people, all like minded people.
Yes, yeah, right. Sebastian Gorka.
It is 5:20 on that note. 5:28 on WMAL.
What if hiring could be easier, less time consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. Cabinet Discounters.
coming up on WMAL. Well, some good news. We have an American woman, a Canadian man, their children, actually rescued by the Pakistanis from a terror group. And coming back home, hopefully, sometime, but maybe not. We'll tell you why. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 9-8 was the final score at Nationals Park well after midnight as the Chicago Cubs beat the Nationals in the decisive Game 5 of their National League Division Series. Manager Dusty Baker was emotionally spent.
Series of bad events, and that really hurts, you know, to lose like that, especially after what we went through all year long, and that was tough.
The Cubs trailed 4-1 before scoring four runs in the fifth inning off two-time Cy Young winner Max Scherzer. The death toll in the California wildfires is now at least 31. Hundreds more people are still missing, and the fires are still raging.
We are not out of this emergency. We're not even close to being out of this emergency.
As the fires rage on, the California Office of Emergency Services says new resources are arriving,
allowing us to switch over from strictly structured defense and protecting lives to actually getting some containment started.
But Mother Nature isn't helping.
Right now we are looking at fire weather warnings and watches for critical fire weather throughout all of these fire areas.
I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
We expect to learn more later today about the investigation into the death of a popular Howard County high school teacher. Laura Wallen's boyfriend, Tyler Tessier, was indicted yesterday for her murder. Prosecutors say Tessier lured Wallen to a field in Damascus by telling her he was taking her to see a property that he wanted to buy to build a home for them. A federal grand jury has indicted a Northern Virginia man who allegedly posted threats against the CIA, the State Department, and others on social media. 36-year-old William Weaver of Herndon is charged with two counts of threatening to assault and murder federal officials. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,841, the Nasdaq at 65,92. Sports sponsored by Staples, the Cubs beat the Nats to advance to the National League Championship Series. The ALCS begins tonight in Houston. Thursday night football, the Eagles win. NHL, the Caps are in New Jersey tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards take on the Knicks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now get a free security check for your PC at Staples. Details in-store or staples.com/security. In-store only ends 10/28. Staples, it's pro time.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own Novec is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. Novec delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. Novec is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. Novec. Listening, responding.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the Leaf Guard Gutter System. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, Leaf Guard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, Leaf Guard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
What's the stock all around the world?
We're waiting for the market.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. There are delays in both directions now on Metro's Blue Line between Van Dorn Street and National Airport. Do expect delays for a while because of late cleaning track work at Braddock Road. This report sponsored by Spot Hero, Charlestown Pike between Purcellville Road and Hillsboro. A very serious accident closing the road there. Route 32 westbound, the ramp to northbound Route 29, Columbia Pike, an accident. Single vehicle off the roadway, we're told. I-270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split. It's a 28-minute commute. It should only take you about 22 minutes to do that. The outer loop of the Beltway between Route 4 and Route 50, a 10-minute trip, not too bad. The inner loop from the American Legion Bridge to the 270 spur is okay. And northbound 95 in Virginia between Dale City and 495, the Beltway, a 17-minute trip. It should only take you about 14 minutes. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky this morning, gray sky this afternoon, slight chance of a shower or some spotty drizzle. No real measurable rainfall. Upper 60s. Tonight only into the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. Saturday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Vienna, 59 in Kensington, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 537 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, Chelsea Janes is a Washington Post reporter covering the Washington Nationals. We'll break down last night's game for you. 7:45 this morning, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, as those skins take on the 49ers at FedEx Field this weekend. 8:05 this morning, Senator Ron Johnson joins us to discuss this new executive order on health care from the President of the United States, and also some late-breaking news last night on the changes to the Obamacare system. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Calhoun is alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince.
The United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their three children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
All right, so that was President Trump yesterday making the announcement that this family has been rescued by the Pakistanis. They were being transported in the trunks of cars by the Haqqani Network in order to get around the Pakistani officials who were looking for them. They've been held captive for 5 years. Now, I would just like to say here as we go through this story, there are some people in life, and this is a phenomenal example of some people who just go through life making poor decisions, and then they wonder how they wind up in situations like being in the trunk of a terrorist's car being ferried through Pakistan. So here you go. This is what not to do, kids. So this couple, Caitlin Coleman, her husband Joshua Boyle, she's 31, he's 34. They were abducted in 2012 When she was pregnant, when they were abducted, she was 7 months pregnant with their first child. Because, you know, when you're pregnant, going hiking in Afghanistan for a thrill, that's always a good thing to do, you know, because they're adventure seekers.
Isn't, like, walking down the block not a good idea at 7 months? Like, hiking, like, in your community? But instead, they're, like, in Afghanistan. Hiking. 7 months in the mountains of Afghanistan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an adventurous chick.
Or ridiculously... Not. Let's just say not good at making decisions. She doesn't make good choices.
She has poor judgment.
Yeah, poor judgment, exactly. All right, so this couple met. Let me go back a little bit. They met. They were friends. They called themselves friends because they met online. They had never actually met in person. They eventually met in person through their mutual love of Star Wars. And they married in 2009. Now, this guy, her husband, had been previously married. He was married for 1 year. And he had been previously married to a woman whose brother you will know because he was held in Guantanamo Bay. He was 15 years old when he was captured, accused of killing an American soldier by throwing a hand grenade at him. We got him, put him in Guantanamo, charged him as a terrorist. He winds up getting released, I want to say earlier this year, goes back to Canada. He goes to Canada. He sues the Canadian government for allowing the Americans to hold him in Guantanamo and get something like $8 million. Remember that we talked about this story earlier this year.
Yeah.
All right. So his sister is the ex-wife of the man in this story. Their father was an associate of Osama bin Laden. So he does not make good choices either. He's not very good at choice making either. So the two non-good choice makers get married and they decide they're going to, and they hike all over the world in like Kyrgyzstan and like all these.
Kyrgyzstan.
And all these, like these areas where you probably shouldn't be hiking because they're not exactly stable areas. They get picked up in Afghanistan. 5 years, they live in Afghanistan, have three children, the one that she was pregnant with, and then decide, hey, we're being held by terrorists. Let's bring two children into this situation. So they have two more. And they...
In captivity.
In captivity, yeah. He had to deliver both babies with a flashlight. By flashlight, he had to deliver both babies. So now they've got three kids in captivity. And they were smart in the sense that they said what they did was so the kids would think it was normal. They just told it was like a game. The movie Life is Beautiful, if you ever saw that, the father, when they were in the concentration camp, told the kids, oh, this is a game.
Right.
And so that's what they did with the children. And I thought, this might be a really good time to refrain from making more kids. So... They get captured. They get freed by the Pakistanis. Fantastic. President Trump gets a phone call saying, hey, we've got these. We're going to, and President Trump said yesterday, this is a country we've had some tenuous relationships with.
That's right.
They're starting to respect us more.
He teased it a couple nights
ago,
actually.
Yes, he did. And so this is what the big surprise was. Well, now they won't get on the plane to get out of Pakistan. Because the husband is afraid that he's going to be held for his terror ties.
For having been married
to
Zainab Khadr.
Yeah.
This woman who is a terror suspect, his prior wife is a terror suspect, so he's concerned that he'll be charged if he comes back to the United States.
Right. Her brother is Omar Khadr, who was held. So now, as the last we heard, these people are still in Pakistan and won't get on the plane. I'm a big fan of leaving them there.
This is a complicated story, Mary.
It's ridiculous.
Captured 7 months pregnant. They have two more children in captivity.
Yeah.
And now they're not coming back because of his prior relationship with a terror suspect. Yeah, this is not a clean one.
And they don't want to leave after being held underground for 5 years and ferried around in the trunk of cars. They want to stay in Pakistan. So.
We'll keep you updated on their travel plans. 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. ISIS remains on the run in Iraq and Syria as coalition troops clear territory once controlled by the enemy, a Pentagon spokesman told reporters on Tuesday. Army Colonel Rob Manning said, quote, the coalition and its partners remain committed to continued deconfliction with Russian officials and call on all forces to focus their efforts on defeating ISIS. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Warning signs indicate a market crash may be coming. Now is the time to protect yourself. Chris Plant here, and I want you to learn about how the Summit Lock IRA automatically captures the stock market increase each time a new height is reached. Put your retirement plan on cruise control. The Summit Lock IRA automatically does it all, guaranteeing that every day the market peaks, you lock in the benefit. Transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into the Summit Lock IRA with no tax liability and rest assured that your account is maximizing market gains. Fiduciary advisor David Ahrens and his team will provide free information on how the Summit Lock IRA will work for you. I've known David for years, and he's always been on the cutting edge of the financial industry. Call or text now to receive a free illustration and booklet on the Summit Lock IRA. 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
Stop clicking around this fall and start actually clicking with other people. Call or text the dating experts at 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
545 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the Fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. Couple of issues on 270 southbound from 70 to 121. Very slow now, 24 minutes of travel time. 270 southbound between 70 and 109. It's about a 19-minute trip, and that should only take you 10. The Beltway, no serious delays so far. 49th Street at Sheriff Road, we have an accident. Police on the scene. The Intercounty Connector westbound to 495. That serious accident, left lane is blocked. It's located just after Route 1. And another serious crash, Charlestown Pike between Purcellville Road and Hillsborough Road. The road is closed with serious accident there. Injuries reported and a medical helicopter on the scene. As far as mass transit is concerned, a couple of issues. We have delays on both the blue line and the yellow line on the blue between Van Dorn Street and the airport because of some late track work and they didn't get it cleared. As far as the yellow line is concerned, we have delays between Huntington and National Airport because of the same reason. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of today will be dry. However, we are caught in this east-northeasterly flow, cold air damming. And that's going to keep clouds in spotty areas of light rain and drizzle. The temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, some big changes on Obamacare in the last 24 hours, the President of the United States making all these moves, forcing Congress to get in a position maybe to make some changes now come to the table. So we'll see. I'm going to get to what he did to these insurance subsidies in a moment. But let's start with the executive order yesterday. The President of the United States sitting down yesterday and joyfully signing this executive order. Here's him announcing what was in it.
It directs the Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury, and the Department of Labor to take action to increase competition, increase choice, and increase access to lower-priced, high-quality health care options. And they will have so many options.
Three discrete things here. Expanding access to association health plans. This will allow groups of small employers to band together to buy insurance as a collective. Also, it's going to expand access to short-term health plans. These are health plans that you get when you run into coverage gaps of some kind. Maybe you lose your job, you need a couple months of coverage. Right now, you can keep one of those for only 3 months under current rules. The president's extending that now to a year, extending that time limit. And then the other thing is the president's expanding the use of what they call health reimbursement accounts, which allows your employer to set up tax-free money for you to help cover your health care costs. So now workers will be able to get that money to pay their premiums for their plans in the individual market. That summary provided to us by Axios this morning. The president went on to say that this, all of this, will make insurance companies more competitive and, as a result, better for the consumer.
Insurance companies will be fighting to get every single person signed up. And you will be hopefully negotiating, and you'll get such low prices for such great care.
Important in all of this is that that this healthcare battle has often included one person in opposition, Senator Rand Paul, who has been regularly kind of against the legislative pushes, saying that he was just for repeal. On this question, though, this executive order, interestingly, Rand Paul for it. He says he's been working with the president of the United States for months on it, and he is on his side. The president proud to announce that as well yesterday, as he pointed out. Rand Paul was standing right behind him as this all went on.
I just keep hearing repeal, replace, repeal, replace. Well, we're starting that process, and we're starting it in a very positive manner. And I can say when you get Rand Paul on your side, it has to be positive. That I can tell you.
Senator Paul had a few remarks of his own to say about the order.
28 million people were left behind by Obamacare, do not have insurance today. This specifically targets and will help people who don't have insurance or people or for whom insurance is too expensive.
And then he went on to say this is the beginning of what the president's promised for some time, allowing you to purchase insurance across state lines.
This reform, if it works and goes as planned, will allow millions of people to get insurance across state lines at an inexpensive price.
It wasn't all joy yesterday, though. Although conservatives are very happy about this change, you have people like the minority leader of the House of Representatives not so happy.
It is a sabotage of the Affordable Care Act and, quite frankly, a real disservice to the American people, many of whom voted for him.
Oh, so to sabotage, in her view. The other big news overnight, the president of the United States deciding that they're not going to continue to fund these cost-sharing reductions, subsidies for insurance companies. That means it's Congress's job now. The president suddenly has some leverage in this healthcare debate. We'll keep tracking it. 5:51 here on El Rushbo. And Senator Ron Johnson, by the way, 8:05 this morning, going to join us to discuss this very issue. Here's El Rushbo.
Okay, get this headline from the Washington Post Wednesday. He threw a fit. Trump's anger over Iran deal forced aides to scramble for a compromise. Now, you're supposed to picture Trump as an out-of-control lunatic having tantrums in the White House over this Iran deal. His poor, beleaguered aides are so desperate to keep him calm, they scramble to bring him back to some degree of sanity. If you read the story, you'd find the truth. President Trump has been standing alone against the Washington ruling class, and in some cases against the advice of his own aides to follow through on his promise to dismantle this stupid Iran deal. You know, people forget, Obama and John Kerry bypassed Congress to make this deal with Iran and other world powers, all of whom benefited financially. It's a treaty. That means it should have been ratified by Congress according to the Constitution. But games were played by both parties to subvert the Constitution. A, Senator Corker? Bottom line, the deal allows Iran to become a nuclear power. They got billions of dollars from us, delivered in cash during the dead of night while the Washington establishment looked the other way. Now that same establishment are putting up roadblocks in the president's way, preventing him from unwinding this travesty that should never have been made in the first place. So yeah, Donald Trump is livid, and he's got every right to be. It would be a problem if he accepted it as is.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmered, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at DNG Equipment Sales in Augusta. or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 5:55. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mary. Happy Friday to you guys. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It is just bumper to bumper now. It's about a 10-minute trip. North Capitol Street and Riggs Road, a malfunctioning traffic light. Be careful there. Treat it as a four-way stop. Route 5 northbound, right near the Beltway, an accident. And police units are on the way. Rhode Island Avenue and Brentwood Avenue, again, problem with the traffic light. 270 southbound from 70 to 121. It is a 24-minute trip. It should only take you about 12 or 13. Intercounty Connector westbound just before 95. There's a crash blocking the left lane. Mass Transit, Metro's Blue Line and Yellow Line running with delays. The Blue Line running with delays between Van Dorn and National, and the Yellow Line between Huntington and National. And now, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of today will be dry. However, we are caught in this east-northeasterly flow, cold air damming. And that's going to keep the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle. The temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Turner Broadcasting.
The excitement of the MLB postseason continues as the best teams fight to win in the National League Championship Series. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern on TBS, the home of the National League postseason.
Mary Walter here for Thompson Creek Window Company. Your home is your castle, and when it comes to outside noise, you should be in control of what gets in your home. That's why Thompson Creek has developed Sound Shield. Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. So your neighbor's car stereo, the dog two houses over, even your friendly neighborhood leaf blower, the noise simply gets reduced. Sound Shield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows, making you king of your castle once again. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free Sound Shield upgrade. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments.
Attend Irritable Bowel Syndrome on Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m.
Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL, Vince.
Well, it seems like every law enforcement agency in the world is looking into Harvey Weinstein now, but did NBC do an adequate job? The answer is no, but we'll tell you more about it.